You see, let me tell you, half of the things that pass for worship are not really worship in the church. Because if real worship hits the church, the musicians can't play, the ushers can't usher, the deacons can't be deacons. I mean, if real Holy Ghost worship hits the place, I'm not talking about that stuff you do because the camera's on you, but I'm talking about something that you do out of your belly, out of your heart, out of your spirit, because he brought you from a mighty long way, and you love him with all of your mind. Let me explain the difference between praise and worship. Anybody can praise God. In fact, everybody ought to praise God. The Bible said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Anybody can praise him, because when you praise God, you start praising him. Lord, I thank you for giving me my shoes. I thank you for giving me my suit. I thank you for how you gave me my job. I thank you for how you blessed me with this car. I thank you for how you brought me through college. And I thank you for how you're helping my career. All of that is praise. Praise thanks God for what he did. Let me show you the difference between praise and worship. The praiser thanking God for his shoes. The worshiper says, if I don't have no shoes, if I don't have no car, if I don't have any house, if I never get anything, I worship you for who you are. I worship you because you're God. You don't have to perform. You don't have to impress me. You don't have to play Santa Claus. But just because you're God, you mean so much to me. I'll tear up my face and cry. I'll mess up my makeup and cry. I'll shake down my hair and cry. Oh, you're so valuable. Your presence is valuable. Your love is valuable. Your peace is valuable. I just want to be alone so I can walk.